Mickey, you started a stretch here of 18 straight games and tough competition, too. The Cubs, the Cards, Braves, Phillies in your division. Is this when you need your starters to get out there and give you a strong seven and go as deep as they can?
Yeah, when you play 18 in a row against great competition, you want your strength to step up and get the job done. Our strength is our starters. I think our strength can also be our bullpen, so we need both of those to step up. I think our offense has been doing a great job. I think our starters have been getting on a roll lately, and I think our bullpen the last week has really performed. So I'm excited about going and playing these guys and getting on a roll here.
When you look at the bullpen during this stretch as well, too, you need the guys you count on the most to give you the high leverage innings there, but you also need the guys to come in that, you know, are going to fill in to pitch the less stressful innings, too.
Yeah, you really do. You need them to all step up. You know, the key for the bullpen stress is for everybody to get their job done. You know, you don't have to do it perfectly, but you got to go out there and do things the right way so you don't have to start warming guys up just right when you put the previous guy in. So I think that's going to be a big key. You know, some of our guys that pitch when we're down 2 to 3 runs need to keep us in the game, because during an 18-game stretch, you're going to need to come from behind to have the record you want in that stretch. And when you have leads, you got to hold them. So, you know, I think it's going to be very important for our bullpen to be able to hold teams at bay, whether we're down or we're up a few, and see if we can't get as many wins as possible.
You were talking during the press conference about the curveball, and Jacob DeGrom, who's had a lot of pitches fouled off, his pitch count has been driven up. It's funny, even with Steven Mazur, who I think has a great curveball, when he doesn't have his best, he's hesitant to throw it. Do they still have to throw it, even to show it, and maybe, you know, drop it down before the strike zone?
Yeah, I really feel like that's necessary. You know, the hard part is these guys have had a ton of success, not just mediocre success, not using it in the past. But it's such a great weapon. You know, I think that more and more teams are throwing more and more off-speed pitches, especially curveballs, if they can throw them. And there's a reason behind that, because the success rate with those pitches is very good. And what it also does is it allows all your other pitches to be that much better, because you're talking about different planes, you're talking about differential and speed that allows your fastball to play a little bit more, allows your slider to have a little bit of a different look than the curveball. So it really helps all of your pitches. I think it's an important pitch, and I'm sure at some point Jacob will get that rolling as well.
Right, let's talk about the rehab guys right now. Robinson Cano can come back Sunday. Is he looking that way?
You know, it's always hard to predict, because they are on rehab for a reason, because something was hurting. But he's making progress. He's playing in games. He's bouncing back, and he's going to continue to do that for a couple more days, and then we'll make a decision when we have to.
And with Brandon Nimmo, I think you want his bat to get going at this point, right?
Yeah, we'd like him to get out there. He's in a kind of a playing progression where he can get built up to nine innings. He's getting tons of at-bats throughout this. He's DHing at times for the extra at-bats when he's not playing in the field. So we really want him to feel healthy overall, and we want him to feel confident that his skill level is where it's at and his swing is where it's at, so he can come up here and put together great at-bats for us again.
And I think Justin Wilson, I think he was at 94 the other day, which sounds great, but he's been gone a long time too. Do you want to be careful with him when you bring him back?
That's exactly right. I think it's been about 6 weeks total, so we want him to go out there and make sure that he has enough innings under his belt where he's going to stay healthy and he can have some success. So, you know, that's you know, it's hard to predict when that's going to be, but we'll keep in touch with him after every outing. We have a plan in place, and we know we're going to know when he's ready.
Good luck tonight, Mickey. Thanks.
Yep, thanks a lot, Ed.